Hollywood's fall movie season starts in earnest this weekend. Box office is down about 9% from last year, but the movie industry hopes to do a little catching up in the next few months. Nearly 100 movies will open before Thanksgiving, and Bob Mondello has a selective preview.
You know all that summer reading you didn't get around to doing at the beach? Well, you can bypass the library and head straight for the multiplex to catch up. There's more than a shelf's worth of novels coming to the screen, starting with a new version of a Dickens classic.
Please, sir, I want some more.
What?
Oliver Twist has asked for more.
For more?
That boy will be hanged.
The director of Rosemary's Baby and Chinatown will clearly be bringing a properly Dickensian feel to the material. Later in the fall, Young Master Twist will be competing with another literary tyke, Young Master Potter.
This year, Hogwarts will pay host to a legendary event. The Triwizard Tournament, during which time a single student gets to represent his or her school in a series of magical contests.
The Goblet of Fire is the fourth in the Harry Potter series, and for those who just can't get enough of Mr. Darcy and the Bennet daughters, there's yet another screen version of Pride and Prejudice.
He's here.
Is he amiable?
Is he handsome? He's single.
Emily's.
Oh my goodness! Everybody behave naturally!
If you're not in a literary frame of mind, how about a true life story? Last fall saw musical biographies of Ray Charles, Bobby Darin, and Cole Porter. This year's musicians of choice have more of an outlaw quality, from rap star 50 Cent, who's telling his own story in Get Rich or Die Trying, to Johnny Cash in Walk the Line.
Mr. Cash, why don't you refrain from performing any tunes that remind the inmates that they're in prison?
I think they forgot.
The Ring of Fire.
Non-musical figures will also get star treatment, including celebrity writer Truman Capote and the newscaster who helped end the McCarthy era, Edward R. Murrow.
We will not walk in fear one of another. This is no time for men who oppose Senator McCarthy's methods to keep silent.
Mr. Edward R. Murrow has made repeated attacks upon me and those fighting communists. The leader and the cleverest of the jackal pack.
Is this a little too real world and serious? Well, Hollywood being Hollywood, you'll certainly have some other options.
Gromit, old pal, I'll need assistance.
Wallace and Gromit, the animated inventor and his silent dog, will tackle a fiendish mutant bunny in their first full-length story, Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
I have the most terrible rabbit problem.
How on earth would they ever catch such a big rabbit?
No doubt they'll come up with something unusual. Meanwhile, in other animated films, The Sky Will Fall in Disney's Chicken Little, and the I-Dos will be ghoulish in Tim Burton's The Corpse Bride. And there'll be live-action escapism, too, some of it hailing from video games like Doom.
Evacuate! Evacuate!
And some of it from people who just like to torment Jodie Foster, which they do in Flight Plan by having her daughter disappear in midair.
Ma'am, we don't have any record of your daughter ever having been on board.
I put her in the seat next to me, 26A.
26A is unoccupied.
Captain, I have to speak to you!
She's disturbed.
She's making the passengers anxious.
Foster won't be the only actress worried that she's losing her mind. In the drama Proof, mathematician Gwyneth Paltrow is terrified at what she may have inherited from her father.
You think I'm like Dad?
I think you have some of his talent and some of his tendency toward instability.
Proof is based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning play that Paltrow starred in London, and another Pulitzer winner is bringing most of its original cast to the screen, the musical Rent.
525,600 minutes. How do you measure a year?
How do you measure a year? In attendance? In dollars? In quality of films? Any way you measure 2005 at this point, Hollywood is in catch-up mode, and the box office clock is ticking with only about 152,600 minutes to go. I'm Bob Mondello.